Amos chapter 1, the words of Amos, who was among the herdsmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah king of Judah and in the days of Jeroboam son of Joash king of Israel 2 years before the earthquake. So Amos, as he's going to say later, was just a herdsman in Tekoa. So God uses all sorts of people. You've got the Bible writers, the prophets that God has used. There were kings like David, there were clever people like Solomon, and there were fishermen like Peter, and rabbis like Paul, and a herdsman like Amos. He probably couldn't write, so he would have had these words from God, and God spoke to him the actual words, and somebody would have written them down. So God uses all sorts of people, and that includes people like you and me. And we must remember that when we meet other people who we think, how could God sort of use that person? Well, God uses absolutely everybody. He said, Yahweh will roar from Zion, and the pastures of the shepherds will mourn, and the top of Carmel will wither. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Damascus, yes, for 4, I will not turn away its punishment, because they've threshed Gilead with threshing instruments of iron. But I will send a fire into the house of Haziel, and it will eat up the palaces of Ben-Hadad. I will break the bar of Damascus and cut off the inhabitant from the valley of Avon, and him who holds the scepter from the house of Eden, and the people of Syria shall go into captivity to curse, says Yahweh. Well, we're going to read this little phrase, for 3 transgressions, yes, and for 4. And God says, I'm still going to punish you. And I think what that might mean is that God is saying, look, even if you sin and then you keep on sinning, I'm still sensitive to it, and I will still judge you because of that sin. So it's not that God looks at some people and thinks, oh, they're such sinners, oh, well, I'll just turn off, I won't pay attention. He's very, very sensitive, and so he is to us and our sins. So he goes on. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Gaza, yes, for 4, I will not turn away its punishment, because they carried away captive the whole community to deliver them up to Edom. Well, he's saying that because of how they treated God's people, he's going to judge them. And as he says elsewhere, he who touches Israel touches the apple of his eye. That's the most sensitive spot on your body. So he's saying that what you do to my people, even if they're wicked, I'm very sensitive too. You remember Jesus told the parable that he'll judge people in the last day on the basis of when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. And people will say, oh, when was that? And he'll say, inasmuch as you didn't do it to the least of these my brothers, you didn't do it to me. So God is very sensitive to how we treat his children. But I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza, and it will devour its palaces. I will cut off the inhabitant from Ashdod and him who holds the scepter from Ashkelon, and I will turn my hand against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines will perish, says the Lord Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Tyre, yes, for 4, I will not relent on its punishment. So it sort of implies that God would change his view, his punishing of people, if they repented, but they didn't. They went from 3 sins to 4 sins. Because they delivered up the whole community to Edom and didn't remember the brotherly covenant. But I will send a fire on the wall of Tyre, and it will destroy its palaces. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Edom, yes, for 4, I will not turn away its punishment, because he pursued his brother with the sword and cast off all pity, and his anger raged continually, and he kept his anger forever. But I will send a fire on Teman, and it will devour the palaces of Bozrah. So Edom is Esau. And because he pursued his brother Jacob with the sword, this talks about how the people of Edom joined in the destruction of Jerusalem with the Babylonians, and because he cast off all pity, I will judge him. So even if someone deserves judgment, like Judah did, and yet you have no pity, God remembers that. He remembers if you have pity or if you don't. And having pity is a really big part, I think, of being a spiritually minded person. For thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of the children of Ammon, yes, for 4, I will not turn away its punishment, because they've ripped open the pregnant women of Gilead, that they may enlarge their border. Though people want just a little bit more land, a bit more for myself, and they will do awful things to other people because of it. And these people were Gentiles, but God still noticed it. But I will kindle a fire in the wall of Rabbah, and it will devour its palaces with shouting in the day of battle, with a storm in the day of the whirlwind. And their king will go into captivity, he and his princes together, says Yahweh.